Mike Montgomery and the Cubs open up a series at home against the Pirates, and in the second, he and Happ provide some run support against Trevor Williams.
Pitch by Williams.
Ground ball toward the middle. That's going to be a base hit. Rizzo around third. He's going to score. Cubs lead 1-0. Ian Happ rolling one up the middle.
Diving stop by Ezra to first. Got him. What a play.
Excellent play by Baez to get the third out of the inning.
Fly ball out in the center. McCutcheon tracking. He is at the wall. He caught it. It'll be a sack fly. That's a great catch by McCutcheon on a ball that nearly got out.
If he can make a good pitch with a fastball down and away, just hit that corner outside.
Marte hits a ground ball to third, scooped up by Bryant, throws to second. There's the force. That's the inning. 7 shutout innings from Mike Montgomery. And the 3-2. Ground ball right side toward the hole. Rodriguez will grab it and throw to first. He throws it away. 2-run score. Rounding third and holding is Bryant. Now the throw goes into center field. Cubs lead 5-0.
The Cubs go on to win 6-1. Mike Montgomery picks up the victory. He goes 7 and allows just 1 run. He's now won 4 straight decisions. And the Cubs gain ground on the idle Brewers Monday. Chicago now leads the NL Central by 2.5 games. With the win, the Cubs get back to 10 games over 500 at 70-60 for the season. Here's the skipper, Joe Maddon.
He was good. That's what we've been talking about. He saw the ground balls. Much better strike throwing, better counts. When he gets better counts and he's putting the ball on the ground, he's tough. And I think it begins with the better counts. He did a nice job of getting ahead. Fastball sinkers working at a couple good curveballs, a couple good changes. But I think he pitched primarily with his fastball. It was really impressive. That curveball, if he could dump that in there for a strike, like strike one, and then pitch after that, then the hitter has to honor the curve, the fastball, sinker, and the changeup. He's got these three dynamic pitches to work with. And you saw that was an all right-handed lineup primarily. So he's able to do that. Outstanding. The play that was at Osuna in the hole, that was he was so deep into the hole. He was on the grass about 10 feet, it looked like. But even that was awesome. But how about his at-bats? I mean, he didn't have any hits, but they're really good at-bats, more under control. I really don't mind a jam pop-up to the first baseman coming by the dugout with 2 strikes. I love it, actually. Good hitters get jammed on occasion. He stays with that approach right there, heads up. I'm telling you, heads up. Saw him run to first base. His legs look like they're in pretty good shape right now. He had an outstanding night.
Mike Montgomery continues to pitch well in relief and as a starter for the defending world champions. The left-hander is now 5-6 with a 3.29 ERA.
You know, I'm getting a little more comfortable with it, but I feel pretty good. And it was just going out there, same kind of game plan, attack with the fastball and get quick outs and let the defense do the work. And, you know, obviously Javi made an unbelievable play, and really everyone did their job defensively. And, you know, I got guys diving around for me, you know, making good plays. And, you know, that's a big difference maker.
The Cubs will play host to the Pirates once again on Tuesday night with Jake Arrieta on the hill.